latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines, and Rafa Benitez insisted he was still in the dark over Amanda Staveley's proposed Newcastle takeover following the 1-0 defeat to Everton on Wednesday. Wayne Rooney's 27th minute goal ultimately secured a 1-0 win for the Toffees at St James's Park as they extended their unbeaten run under new boss Sam Allardyce to 4 games. Much of the talk on Tyneside ahead of kickoff though surrounded reports that Staveley's PCP Capital Partners are close to agreeing a £300 million deal with current owner Mike Ashley, although Benitez was tight-lipped. Afterwards, he said, "I don't have any information. As I said the other day, I need to know how much money we will have for January as soon as possible. That's it. But I don't have information about the takeover." Well, Benitez's men will count themselves unfortunate to have been punished for a Carl Darlow error after twice hitting the woodwork before the break. Matt Ritchie and Mikel Merino, the two players, denied, but their woes were compounded in stoppage time when midfielder Jonjo Shelvey was sent off for a second bookable offence, which will cost him a two-match ban. Benitez added, "It's very difficult to accept and to understand, but we have to be sure that the players are not down for too long because we have to prepare for the next game." Those are the words of Rafa Benitez. Meanwhile, Serie A club Torino are interested in signing Alexander Mitrovic, according to reports in Italy. Mitrovic is said to be frustrated with his situation at Newcastle and lack of game time. He's considering leaving in the January transfer window with the World Cup just months away. Well, boss Benitez has preferred Dwight Gayle and summer signing Hosolu ahead of Mitrovic. Anderlecht, Brighton and West Ham have been linked in recent weeks, with Newcastle said to be willing to offload, providing they can sign a replacement. Well, Turkish international Cenk Tosun is a long-term target, but Besiktas appear to want too much for him. Meanwhile, Ghana international Richmond Boakye has also been linked this week.